أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم. We continue with our discussion of this, the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. Yesterday we discussed the dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed, and by revealing it Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala taught the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. O our Rabb, O our Allah, do not take us to task, do not question us, in nasina aw akhta'na, if we had forgotten or we had made a mistake. The next dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, Rabbana wala tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana, O our Rabb, O our Lord, O our Cherisher, Nourisher, Sustainer, wala tahmil alayna isran, and do not put upon us a burden, do not load upon us a burden, kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina, like how you had loaded upon those before us. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a dua to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to our shari'at, with regards to our deen, the practices of our deen. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, Allah ta'ala is teaching us that we need to beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not make our deen burdensome upon us, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done to the people of the past. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the Bani Israel, that some of the ulama have stated that in their deen and in their shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had imposed much difficulties. And those difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had imposed upon them was because of their stubbornness, their arrogance, their turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course their questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. So as they questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, as they had become more stubborn in fulfilling the commandments of Allah, as they showed out their arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created much difficulty upon them. Some of the examples that the ulama have given was, number one, that if some najasat, some impurity, in our terms some napaki, something that's napak, fell on the clothing, then in our shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the simple way out. Wash it three times, squeeze it, and it becomes pak. Remove the impurity in that way. But for them, there was no washing. For them, they had to cut that place in which the impurity had fallen. So now a person has a garment, some child had urinated on the sleeve, that sleeve has to be cut out. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala imposed that difficulty upon them. Allah obligated them to do that. And of course, that is very, very difficult. For us, sometimes it's difficult to wash. Imagine now to go look for the scissors, cut it off, and then of course, we have to throw the garment away. So hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, Allah ta'ala is teaching us that make this one dua. Then another difficulty Allah ta'ala had imposed upon them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made their zakat quarter of their wealth, that is 25%. Ours is 2.5%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed upon them 25%. Sometimes we need to sit back and think that we are finding it difficult to pay the 2.5%. What happened if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made upon us that compulsion of giving zakat of one quarter of our wealth? What would have happened to us? And then we did in Surah Baqarah in itself the questioning of the Bani Israel, because not because of the willingness to fulfill the command of Allah, but because of their stubbornness and their unwillingness to fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said to them that they should slaughter that cow, so then they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, first, are you joking with us? Secondly, what kind of cow it should be? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, and then they asked what should be the color of that cow, and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed difficulties upon them, that there was only one cow of that description, and number two, they had to pay a very high price. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that difficult upon them because of their own stubbornness, their own arrogance, their own unwillingness to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why some of the ulama have said that in this dua there is a very, very great secret. And the secret is, O Allah, do not make us unwilling. O Allah, do not make us stubborn. O Allah, do not make us arrogant in fulfilling your commandments, so that that burden becomes burdensome and heavy upon us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been very kind upon this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make in this deen any haraj, any difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created ease. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-deenu yusrun, that in its originality, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy. It is easy if we have the right frame of mind. The difficulty we will make upon our deen will be like this. One is, we impose upon ourselves more difficulties. In other words, we want to do more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, which is good, but sometimes we want to do more that we cannot bear. And number two is this, that frame of mind, that sometimes because of our heedlessness, sometimes because of our unwillingness, our laxities, and we do not want to fulfill the command of Allah, then we ourselves have created the difficulty upon ourselves. Otherwise, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is simple. The deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw our human capacity, that capacity which Allah ta'ala had afforded us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go forth. If you cannot stand and read your namaz, for example, and it is difficult, then you're going to sit and perform your salat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created much ease in so far as our deen is concerned. The next, Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bi. O Allah, do not load upon us such a burden for which we do not have the taqat, we do not have the ability. One was the sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the cause of our lives. That whilst we are in this world, we need to understand we are not in Jannat. There are going to be difficulties. If anybody feels that he should not have any challenges in life, it must be smooth sailing, there mustn't be any difficulties whatsoever, that person should wait for Jannat. Otherwise, there are going to be difficulties that are going to come upon us. However, we making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bi. O Allah, do not burden us, do not load upon us such a burden, such a load that we do not have the ability. So when there are challenges, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the one hand will give us the firmness of heart, the resolution. Allah will give us the steadfastness to deal with it. So here, one is the dua for our shariat, and one is the dua for the difficulties and the challenges that we have in life. And such again is the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Ameen to, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it has been accepted. So it has been accepted for the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the two du'as that we have been taught in this verse, and hence very, very important that if we want to live our lives, we will have to live it two aspects. One is the aspect of our shariat, and one is the aspect of life in itself with regards to the difficulties of life. Make the dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create ease for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.